I think it's important. I was going to take my time with them, but I think it's really important. The message that is in throughout the whole series has to come out now. I think it's really urgent. And Susan touched on a couple of the things, as did Niall there, of what's going on with the world. And things are changing, so they are. And the norm, as you said in the poem is so pertinent. The norm has changed for all of us, and we have to embrace the new norm, which is definitely different. So really what I wanted to talk to you about, I suppose, was the reality series. You know, we talk about spirituality, and that's a word that people kind of freak out about. And in the past, they used to get really worked up over it. What I would say to you is a couple of things. I mean, we are made up of the physical, the emotional, the mental, and spiritual. We are made up of four different layers. The problem with this is that we're using, basically, our physical nature to define reality around us. So what I mean by that is that this is all physical stuff. You know, this is the things we touch. And we use only physical senses to actually try to understand what the world is about. But there's an awful lot more than just the physical. I mean, even your thoughts and your emotions and the spiritual side of you, they're not physical at all, but they're a huge part of you. And what I would say to you is, from a spiritual perspective, I don't talk about religion and spiritual measures. Basically, spirituality for me is the realization of the self. It's finding out who you really are and reconnecting with who you really are. So that's the journey of life. It's finding out who you really are. And not the person that has been conditioned by society, not the person that your parents told you you should be, not the person that your teachers told you you should be, or even the person that you thought you should be yourself. It's a journey to find out who you really are and to express that. And the reason for that is that, basically, if you think when you were 7, when you were 12, 15, 20, 30, some of us, I'm going to put up and stop now. If you just think about it, that sense of self, the sense of I that you had when you were a 7-year-old, or 20-year-old, or 50-year-old, or 70-year-old, it's the same. That hasn't changed at all. If you think back, that sense of I has not changed all the way through. Your physical body has changed. Every 7, 10 years, all of the cells in your body are replaced. So this is not the body that I had 7, 10 years ago. It's totally different. But yet, I'm still here. So basically, we are way, way beyond. We're way beyond the physicality of us. We're way beyond our thoughts, because our thoughts are triggered by conditioning. Now, I still think that things are really, really actually positive. I think we are going to turn around, but we are all embracing a major shift. And the thing is, if you embrace it and if you move with it, you'll be fine. If you don't, you're going to be coming, kicking and screaming. I can tell you that. So I think if I was to say one thing, I would say open up to new ideas. Open up to finding out who you really are and realize that the person who you really are is a big part to play in the divine. It's a divine plan. It's a big plan. We're all interconnected, and we all have a specific part to play in that plan. And we owe a duty to ourselves, not just to ourselves, but to everybody else, to play that part. Not just to play the part that somebody else tells us to play. We have to find out who we are inside, who is our authentic self, and express that. Because that is a huge part to play in the bigger picture. And I know it is hard. You think about Ukraine, and there's so many challenges. I mean, we had financial challenges, first of all, with financial crash. Then we had the property crash. Then we had COVID. Then we had terrorism in the middle of it, all that. And now we have Ukraine. Like, the reality is, the world has always had challenges like this, and it always will have. But the thing is, you have to switch out of it yourself. The media seem to push it down to us all the time, and they push us out extrovertedly. So they stop us from going within and realizing that there's peace within us. And they push us out, and they show all the drama all over the world. But I think Ronan Scully is still here. Ronan was on the OIBFM FM before me the last day. And we were talking about the challenges that Ronan sees over in Africa and in Ukraine. Like, they're so challenging. But at the same time, I was listening to his interview. The amount of people who have come out and done such amazing good, like, and have put together plans and have done so much, like, that whole challenge of Ukraine has brought so many people together, and it has brought out so much love in so many aspects of society. So certainly, I think, yeah, we have to look at Ukraine, and we have to obviously empathize them, and it's absolutely horrible. You know, you go to bed at night here, we go wake up in the morning, we don't even think about it. They're under shelling all the time. It's just horrible. But what I would try to say to you is that everything is happening in actual perfect order, believe it or not. If you could only get out of yourself and look at it from a higher, a bigger perspective. What I mean by that is that we look at things from an ego perspective, which is an individual I. That's the way we were trained to. But if you can step out of that and see from a different perspective, if you were able to see from a real height and be able to see all the interconnected activities that are going on in the world, you'd realize that actually they're happening specifically the way they're supposed to. So it does look like the horrible things are happening around the world. It looks like politics is crashing. It looks like all our global systems are crashing. you have our economics. One side of the world, we're burning food, and the other side of the world, people are starving. It doesn't make any sense. Our financial markets are so fickle. Something small happens in Japan, and everything else goes pear-shaped. So you have to look at it. The paradigm shift is happening. There's a global system breakdown. So the systems are not working, and they're breaking down. And the challenge for us is to embrace the new systems. And the challenge I had with that over the past number of years was that I thought, I'm going to have to try to... I understood what it all meant, but I said, I'm going to have to really try to help other people and change them. And this, for me, was a burden for a number of years. Until the last couple of years, I realized, actually, no. Our journey is not about changing anybody else, because everybody has their part to play, whatever that might be. Our journey is about ourselves and finding out who we are and just expressing that. And there's such freedom in that, because you can say, yeah, there's turmoil going on all around the world, but I can stay in a state of peace and grace if I choose to. And you actually can. You look at people like Gandhi, who were in the most horrible situations years and years ago, yet they stayed in a state of grace. How do they do that? That is open to all of us. We can actually do that. So what I realized was there's always going to be turmoil in the world, because there's polarities. There's good, there's bad, there's hot, there's cold. There's polarities in this world, because that's the nature of this universe. It's polarities. So there's always going to be good, and there's always going to be evil, we call it. But it's evil deeds that happen, not evil people. So basically, what we need to do is to realize that there's good out there, and most of it is good, and we have to have the balance. And basically, we need to embrace it and take it on. So what I'd say to you is, maybe to leave you with this, I think we're in a really good place. I think that an awful lot of us are changing. I think that the next generation are way more evolved than us. And thankfully, they're the ones that are going to be taking control from the ones who are running the world at the moment, which we're making a bit of a haze of it. They're losing control. It seems like things are escalating, things are getting worse, because like with any kind of a disease, it gets worse first of all. It has to actually express itself before it's actually treated. So what actually happens is all of the badness that's out in the world, or all that is imbalanced and out of balance, comes to the fore so that it can be actually wiped away. So that's what we're going through. It feels like it's turmoil. But the one thing I can leave you with is, I was in India just before Christmas, and it was the strangest thing. We talked about it earlier on. I was meditating. It was 12 days meditating, and there was no drinking involved. So one of those things. So I was meditating for 7 or 8 hours a day, and I was actually going down to this ashram, and I remember being almost kind of, well, I don't want to say high is a funny word to use, but it was like being intoxicated, because I was so in touch with my spirituality or my essence or whatever. But at the same time, I was walking past these people who were in absolute poverty. They were like, I mean, it was just heartbreaking how they lived. And I was found myself in two different states of consciousness, which is what myself and I'll talk about. Different states of consciousness which we go through. But what I found was I was in two states of consciousness at the same time, because I had this empathy. I felt this horrible sadness for the people around me, what they were going through. And at the same time, I was high and elated because I was so in touch with my own self inside. And I remember walking down and saying, that's what it's all about. So there can be turmoil around the world, and you can actually stay in a state of grace. And if you do that, and if everybody else does that in the world, then what do you have? Nirvana, heaven on earth. So that is the end goal. The end goal is not to change the world, it's not to change other people, it's to change yourself in the midst of any turmoil that's out there, and to stay connected with that essence and to express that. And we can all do that, and you can do that in a moment. So what I'd say is, if anybody's having any challenges, whatever challenges you have, what I'd say to you is, an awful lot of it is coming from your thinking, and your thinking follows a specific ritual pattern. So if you do nothing else except one thing, look at your thoughts. And between this thought and the next thought, there's a gap. And in that gap, you have total control of how the next thought is going to be. So you can decide, no, the way I usually think is this way. I'm not going to work tomorrow because I hate it and because I hate the boss. And it goes off like this. You can stop that. So the minute the first thought comes in, I'm not going to work tomorrow, you just change and say, no, I am. And I'm going to stay peaceful. I'm going to stay and take it all in. And all of a sudden, you start changing it. And the situation might not change around you, but you change inside. You actually change. You become more peaceful. You're in bliss in the midst of turmoil. So what I say, which is great, I don't have to change anybody else. I just have to express myself, my authentic self. That's all I do. And if we can do one thing, is support those people around us. Not to change, not to make them think the way we think, not to make them into this person or that person,
but for them to allow them to find out where they are and let them support them to actually express that. And I think, and I'll leave you with this, I think the biggest issue and the only challenge and all of the wars that we have and all of the terror, everything around the world that is wrong or bad, comes from one thing. And it's stopping people expressing themselves, their pure essence. Stopping them having their own beliefs, stopping them expressing themselves, stopping them speaking. So it's basically going against what I'm talking about. That's the biggest problem. Stopping people from expressing themselves, whatever that is, and allowing them. If all of us just allowed everybody else to express themselves and do whatever they wanted, as long as it didn't harm anybody else, we'd have nirvana, heaven on earth. So that's the end goal, nirvana, heaven on earth, which I thought was a place we needed to get to, but it actually isn't. It's, we can have it right now. If you just take it on now, the past is just past memories. The future is just imagination. The present moment is what's real. And in the present moment, we can decide, I'm happy, I'm blissful, I'm loving, whatever you want to, you know, whatever it is. You can decide that in this present moment and continue it. So you have total control over your life. So when I say, if there's something not going right in your world, what can I say? You've got the power to change it, right? You just have to do it. What I will say, and I'll finish this, is from the perspective of mental health, though, sometimes if it goes too far, you lose your rationality and you need help. And what I will say is, from a mental health perspective, there is such fantastic help out there. So if anybody is having any challenges from a mental health perspective, talk to somebody. There are some amazing things out there that you can do. But one of the things that did trigger something within me was that I found that those who go into hospital with mental illness, there's a 54 to 55% relapse rate, which I thought was crazy. But I remember being in the hospital and talking to the people around me, and this is important to remember. The reason for the relapse is because they didn't take themselves out of the toxic environment they were in. So if it was a past challenge that they had that they weren't dealing with, they needed to deal with that. And if they didn't, it was coming back into their present moment all the time because they weren't dealing with it. Or else, what they were doing was staying in a toxic environment. So, I mean, there was a lovely lady who was going back into a house with domestic abuse. And she'd been in the hospital 3 times. And afterwards, she said, yeah, I'm going back again. I'd be going home again. So, I mean, what I would say is, there is help out there. You shouldn't even be allowed to get that far because we have the power to change our thoughts before it gets that far. If it does get that far, there's really super help out there to help you and talk to people and empathize with people who do actually talk about mental health, because sometimes we just look at them and go, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to talk to him again. But it's important to be open about it and talk about it.